You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Federal investigators will release more details today of a fiery plane crash in Akron. Ohio State Highway Patrol spokesman Bill Haymaker says no one on the plane survived.
The plane became engulfed in flames, which ignited the residence that it originally struck, and then also continued on to another residence that was actually behind that house. And the plane is reported to be a Hawker jet. It's a twin-engine plane.
The State Highway Patrol says all nine people on board were killed yesterday when it went down near Akron Fulton Airport.
The one house that it hit, it appears to be a single house or a single family house. We have spoken with the owner of that house, and he had confirmed that nobody was inside that house.
Republican presidential candidates are going after one another on immigration. In last night's GOP debate, Ohio Governor John Kasich took Donald Trump to task over his proposal to build a big border wall and conduct mass deportations of illegal immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
One Republican presidential candidate pulled no punches on immigration last night.
He was responding to a comment that Democrats were laughing at Republicans when they talked about deporting illegal immigrants.
What was said was right. The Democrats are laughing. Because if Republicans join Democrats as the party of amnesty, we will lose.
That set the tone for a strong response from Texas Senator Ted Cruz over the media spin helping the Democratic Party in the debate over immigration.
And I will say, for those of us who believe people ought to come to this country legally and we should enforce the law, we're tired of being told it's anti-immigrant. It's offensive.
Several candidates stated America is ruled by laws, not by the feelings of liberal groups. I'm Jason Wirt.
Restaurants and fast food chains across the country are offering free meals and discounts to veterans today. Applebee's, Bonanza Steakhouses, Cattlemen's, Denny's, Golden Corral, and Texas Roadhouse are some of the chains offering Veterans Day freebies for active duty service members and veterans. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
With Veterans Day upon us, much of the focus is helping them transition from active duty back to home, especially on the job front. Microsoft is among the companies looking to help by training and hiring veterans and placing them in high-paying technology jobs. That's accomplished through the Microsoft Software and Systems Academy.
It provides them the opportunity for a new career after they leave the military.
That's retired Major General Chris Cortez, Microsoft's Military Affairs VP. The 18-week program that teaches vets the skills they need for the work is a unique course in that it prepares service members before their duty is over. The program is expanding this year to serve 12 different bases around the country.
We're looking at over 1,000 every year once all the bases are stood up.
Microsoft's Military Affairs VP, retired Major General Chris Cortez, says the program will be expanding to several new locations along the East Coast.
Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, Marine Corps Base Quantico, Naval Air Station Jacksonville, Naval Station in Mayport.
And the West Coast?
We're going to stand up a new center in the San Diego area where we'll be able to reach out to Naval Air Station North Island, Naval Station San Diego, Marine Corps Air Station Miramar.
Retired Major General Chris Cortez says it's easy for anyone interested in the Microsoft Software and Systems Academy to find out more about the program.
They can go online to military.microsoft.com, and that has all the information on what we're doing with these programs.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I'm on every morning from 10 to 11 a.m. here at 100 in Chamber Radio. And let's start by talking about the weather today. Weather seems to be on everybody's mind because it's been so unseasonably warm. Starting with today, which is Veterans Day, and I want to salute all the veterans and thank you for helping us and keeping us safe in our country. Today says that we're going to have some scattered sprinkles, so I don't think it's going to be heavy showers, but scattered sprinkles, hard to say, with a high of 61 degrees. Tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy, then slight chance of showers with a low of 44. On Thursday, there's a 70% chance of showers likely with a high of 59 degrees. On Thursday, there'll be decreasing clouds with a low of 43. On Friday, sunny, then mostly sunny and breezy, with a high of 55. Friday night was going to be partly cloudy with a low of 36, which seems pretty cold. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 51. And it looks like towards the weekend, we'll have pretty decent weather. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 33. And Sunday, a beautiful sunny day with a high of 55. Well, if you're tuning in for my show for the first time today, my name is Richard Scuderi. I do two shows each Wednesday. It's all about interior design, called Modern Design, which we're on from 10 to 11 each Wednesday. And then from 2 to 3, we have a second show called Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas, where we talk about dealing with social media, interacting with people, and getting the word out there of what's new with design, what you're working on, what's trending, things of that nature. And it's more of a call-in type program. We read people's questions that we get, which I take in all week long from social media on the air. I've been in the business for about 18 years now, and I'm conveniently located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, doing everything from helping you pick paint colors, giving you simple ideas for things like window treatments and wall coverings, things of that nature, to actually doing kitchens and baths. I'm doing a lot of kitchens and baths these days. And of course, the best way to add value to your home is to update your kitchen and bath. And it may not need be as expensive as you think. Sometimes quick fixes and tweaks to your home are all what you need. Well, today's topic is going to be a continuation of last week. I received a lot of positive comments on social media about decorating for the holidays. So we're going to continue to talk about decorating for the holidays with both conventional decorations and unusual decorations, trying some new things and things maybe you forgot about in your past that you want to bring back as traditions for decorating. All right, we're going to take a commercial message and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. for thin. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. And after that spot on diet, it's kind of funny to transition to the Thanksgiving table. But that's where I think we'll start off today on today's edition of Modern Design, talking about your Thanksgiving table. A lot of the things I received on social media this week is about what to do to make my Thanksgiving table look terrific, to make the house look festive, things that I can do to change it out. The house has been the same for a long time. I'm having a holiday with a lot of people, and I want to make some change. And one of the best rooms to make some change into during the Thanksgiving holiday is your dining room. If you do have a formal dining room, or if you're using your kitchen seating area, if you're going to make some changes, these are the weeks. These are the weeks that the painters, the wallpapers, the interior designers, and the contractors are busy in these next couple of weeks, because we're preparing for that, the Thanksgiving holiday. You know, it's kind of funny. We don't always think about it, but Christmas holidays are not celebrated by everybody. Everybody has different religions and so on. But in the United States, Thanksgiving is celebrated by everybody. So it's an all-encompassing type of holiday for us, and everybody gets involved. So typically, we're running around like chicken without our heads right now, because people want their dining rooms and their homes to sparkle when people come through. So I want to start with the dining room itself and some things that I'm doing right now, some projects that I'm working on for the Thanksgiving holiday. Is in October, or sometimes even right after Labor Day, people will take a look at their dining room and say, we're going to have a holiday with a lot of people. What can we do to change the space a little bit? And of course, as I always tell you on Modern Design, one of the easiest and least expensive things you can do is paint. Take a look at your room and say, you know what? In all the photos of the past 5 years of Thanksgiving, we've had chocolate brown walls. You know what? We're going to make a change. We're going to make our walls a slate gray, or we're going to make our walls a new color, and we're going to bring out different dishes that tie into that. But start with paint. Paint is your least expensive way to change the look of a room, especially for a holiday. And it doesn't have to be the entire room. Perhaps you're going to paint, you have a tray ceiling, you can paint within that tray ceiling and bring an accent color in and then decorate that way. You know, or the walls, if you have a chair rail in your dining room, above a chair rail, so you're not painting that much of the room. But a little bit of paint goes a long way when making a room look different for a holiday, or just to have a change. The second way is curtains. I know myself, I took a look at my dining room the other day, and I thought, I've had the same curtains for about 6 years. Maybe it's time we do something. And, you know, it's a little too late for custom right now, but there are some great resources for beautiful, high-quality, off-the-rack curtains. One of the ones I use most often is Country Curtains. In our area, they're in Chester, New Jersey, but they're all over the tri-state area, and New England. Is a great resource for high-quality lined and interlined curtains. So sometimes you want to take your panels down and maybe replace them with something else, even if you don't paint, and just give it a fresh look. And that doesn't take any effort whatsoever, except for taking them off the old rod and putting them on the new rod. And maybe you want to bring in a new color this year, like citrus green or navy blue or teal color, something to just bring the room to life and give it new meaning. And drapery panels are typically 84 inches long or longer. So they're big. They have a presence to them, and they bring some new color to your space, which you can tie into your table. The next thing that I want to talk about is the table itself and dressing the table and what you want to do. I always recommend to my clients before an event, Google. I think Google is the ultimate answer for anything. If you don't know, Google it. And what I like to do is use Google Images. And before I have a holiday, or if I'm looking for inspiration, I will Google Thanksgiving table settings. Very easy, doesn't cost anything. And hundreds of images come up. And then you pull out the images that you think are interesting and beautiful. And there you are, you're armed. And when you go out to the stores, you have an arsenal of what you're going to do. You have a plan. And that's a great way to start addressing your table. One of the things that I like is I do like the autumnal colors. I do like to bring in other colors and be non-traditional sometimes. But Thanksgiving, I'm a little bit more of a purist, and I do like to stick with the autumnal colors, because I think they are so warm. And whether you have a contemporary home, a traditional home, or a transitional home, autumnal colors are really, really nice. So I like, as far as my dressing the table, my tablecloths and so on, to be reflective of that. One year I broke tradition. I did a white tablecloth, and I sort of regretted it when I saw the pictures. It did look nice, but I like the autumnal warm color. So you want to start with a base that's that sets the pace for the colors that you're going to create in the room. All right, we're up to our first set of commercials, and I'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design. And welcome back to 100 Chamber Radio's Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi, and I've been the host of the program for the past year. We're coming up to our one-year anniversary here on 100 Chamber Radio. Couldn't be happier. I think it's a great venue to get the word out of what's going on out there. I think many people are so confused because styles have changed so severely in the past couple of years, and people do want to know what's going on, what's in, what's going to work for them. And I think more than ever, now's the time that people want to reach out and make some changes to their home and not sure necessarily where to go with it. So I'm here to answer your questions. I do have open phone lines on this program, as well as my afternoon program at 2 o'clock. And if you'd like to call in with any questions for your Thanksgiving table or anything else related to design, the phone number here is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Always looking for your input. And if anybody wants to call in and give me some of their things that they've done for their holiday table, I love to do it. Before commercial, we were talking about things you can do to get your dining room ready. We talked about things that you can do, painting and maybe changing the curtains out in the room and bring a freshness to it. Or maybe that's a starting point for how you're going to set up your table. Now we've been talking about the table itself. I always recommend that people days before get the pads and the table, see how the chairs are going to be set up, sort of put some time into it, because once you get down to taking care of the food, you know, there's really not that time to devote to it. So, you know, go on Google, say Thanksgiving table settings, see what people have, print the pictures that you love and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. So you want to start with your base, and your base is definitely your table, and you want to dress the table well. As I said, one year I did a white tablecloth, certainly did autumnal colors. It did look nice, but the following year I did an autumnal, sort of a warm gold tablecloth with the same linens, and I thought it looked so much better, just more festive and so on. So think about using russet colors, oranges, warm brown colors, tans, olive greens, the colors that are the falling leaves. And that's a great base for you for your table. And then you want to do some corresponding napkins. One of the things I do is, because I really sort of dress my table for Thanksgiving, I like to take the napkin and fold it and put it into the glass, which kind of is nice, because when you do that, when you have a stemmed glass and you have the napkin in it folded, it brings some height to the table without being blocking other people. So I like to take pictures of my table before we sit down. Maybe probably not everybody does that, but I like that. Put a lot of time into it and want to make sure that I remember what I've done each year. So think about, instead of putting the napkin on the plate, maybe putting your stemware out, putting your glasses out, and then filling them with the napkins, folding the napkins and bringing some height. So that's something that I do pretty much each year. I like to start with a charger plate or an underplate before I put my china in, because my china is a simple Lennox without a pattern. So we're going to create some visual interest. It's also nice because when you take your salad plate off or another plate off, there's something on the table. It's not just the tablecloth. So I think, you know, for a special holiday like Thanksgiving or whatever holidays follow suit, Christmas, Easter, so on, that you, when you're entertaining, you have a charger plate. And that's a larger plate that's underneath that stays on the table that's decorative. And I've been seeing beautiful charger plates. You know, they were really in the 90s, and then I saw them go away. And now I've seen them come back, and they're really interesting. Originally, you saw them in gold, and they were brass. And that didn't work out too well because that got very pitted and changed and so on. And then they were making them out of plastic, which was much more practical, and you only really saw gold. And then they sort of fell out of fashion a little bit. But then they've come back with unbelievable charger plates, things that look like burled wood, things that look like gray weathered wood, things that look like maybe a shiny black or a warm, rich brown. There are so many silver, matte silver, copper. Those are really beautiful. So I would suggest you invest in charger plates. I mean, typically they're under $2 a plate, and they really set your china off very well. So I would start with a charger plate around, and then I would decide what china we're going to use. You know what? I know many people don't use their china, but I'm somebody that when there is a holiday, I do like to use formal china, because otherwise it just sits there and it just gets dusty. Even if it has covers on it, it just gets dusty. And you know what? The life is going by so quickly. Pull out that good china. You know, it may take a couple of extra days ahead, and you need to probably put it through the dishwasher or hand wash it. But when you do that, it just denotes that it's a special occasion. So get your china ready and out. I like to put my cups and saucers and dessert plates on the sideboard, so I don't have to sort of get them out of a space. But you can certainly do what's right for you, because I like to dress the sideboard as well. But you want to keep in mind, if you're going to put your excess china on your sideboard, not to overdress it, because it's hard to maneuver. But that being said, then a couple of days before, maybe 2 days before is probably perfect, I would preset the table and put your china out on the table. So now you have a beautiful autumnal color tablecloth. In my case, it's a warm gold. You have a beautiful napkin that coordinates or matches, that we're going to try to do this year. Try it in the stemmed glass, so it has a little height to it. And we're going to do a nice fold with that, so that's going to look very decorative on the table. We're going to try a charger plate this year. Underneath your china, you're going to put a charger plate, which is a little bit larger. We'll create a beautiful decorative edge around it. And that's another way to go, and could be very, very nice. And then we're going to put our china down. Now, one of the things that I like to do, I had a wonderful aunt who passed away a couple of years ago, who really entertained beautifully, and she did Christmas for us every year, and she had sometimes 30 people, always a sit-down dinner, always very elegant. And one of the things I remember as a young child is that she had a place card handwritten for each person, and it really made you feel welcome and that you were part of something. So that's a tradition I've carried on. And each year, I do a place card for each person, and you write their name on it. If you go to any of the Hallmark stores or card stores, often they have beautiful stationery, beautiful place cards, and they've gotten very smart with them. They have sort of an insert that you can put in, so when the names change from year to year, you can slide in a different blank card and then write the person's name on it. So I like to use place cards for my guests, so they know where they should sit. They know that they feel comfortable and welcome. And also, if there are social issues with families and so on during the holidays, you may want to seat people where they're more comfortable. So that's an easy way to do when you do your place cards. One of the things that I added to my table that I found a couple of years ago, because I like to pepper my Thanksgiving table with some shades of brown, which I think are very nice and very appropriate for the holiday. And I found it at a consignment shop, these little, believe it or not, they're sort of a brown and amber glass turkeys. And they're very small, and they're sort of placeholders for cards. So I gobbled them up, if you will, and put the place cards in that. So there's a holder. So you have your charger plate, you have your dinner plate, you have your salad plate, and then in the center, there's a holder, if you will, which is a amber glass turkey, and it has your place card in it. So it's very festive looking, and it brings some brown and another layer of autumnal colors to the table. So that certainly goes around. Now, I just have plain cream colored dishes, and that's what I'm going to work with because that's what I've paid for, that's what I own, and that's what I have. But if you haven't, what you might want to invest in either some pieces or maybe a top dish or so on is English transferware. And those are dishes that are sort of a cream color with some browns in them. They almost look like a toile design. And they're really beautiful for the holidays. If I could start all over again, that's what I would get. And that would be my Thanksgiving table setting. But that's not going to happen. But, you know, use what you have. Get your dishes out. You also can mix match your dishes a little bit, too. If you want to maybe make your salad plate a different color or bring in a color, maybe you want to take your existing china, but you know what you said? I'm not going to use my salad plate. I'm going to go out and get some beautiful glass plates that have a cranberry color to them or that have a warm brown or a gold tone to them and bring some life to it. This is the time to be creative. You don't have to spend a lot of money, but maybe mix up your china a little bit and make the table have some visual interest. So now we have the charger plate, the dinner plate, the salad plate. We have a beautiful place card and a holder for the place card. We have our stemmed glass, and we have a beautiful napkin that coordinates with that. We need to put our flatware down, so we want to make sure that we set up our silverware, and the table is now set all the way around properly. We can direct our attention now to the center of the table. In early years, I sort of made a big mistake. One of the things I like to do is use natural elements for the Thanksgiving holiday. And I went out and I collected as much natural materials from my property as possible. And I put in bittersweet, which is sort of a vine that has beautiful orange and yellow berries on it, and pyracantha berries, and quite a few different natural elements. And I made this arrangement so big in the center of the table, nobody could see each other. So it was on for about 10 minutes, and I didn't have anything on the table. So I learned the following year, the best thing to do for a holiday table or any time of your entertainment is small, low arrangements. So they don't take up too much space, so they can stay on the table. Even if you make your arrangement low, if you make it too wide, it's not going to be able to stay on the table. So you want to make them relatively small, but do them in succession. So now that the table is completely set, we want to dress the center. So I get some clear vases. You can use square. I've used squared last year, the year before I used round, but low glass vases. You also can use, things that are more decorative vases, if you like, things that have a pattern to them, mismatched things. I've even used vintage bowls, things of that nature. But for the most part, I like to use glass vessels because it lets the flowers sort of shine. So you want to get some small glass vessels in succession down the table. And, I've done three, I've done five. Typically, an odd number is the best, but you have to judge based upon the length of your table. So you want to start with a clear glass vessel, and then we want to fill those vessels with things. And I don't like to just use flowers. There are so many things that, to me, are reminiscent of fall. So I like to incorporate berries or unusual elements in my Thanksgiving arrangements and then bring in those colors. I talked about this a little bit in last week's program on holiday entertaining with Thanksgiving, is that it's kind of nice to do oranges and then maybe some purples. Try some little bit unusual colors, but also sit well on a Thanksgiving table. So I like to start with going out and getting some orange, something that's an orange color. So typically I start with a rose. There are beautiful roses that you can just get from your supermarket in an orange or a terracotta kind of color, and I like to sort of start with that. And then I like to mix with different types of mums if you have, and you don't need many, if you have a beautiful orange mum or a burgundy mum, which is a great color for an autumnal arrangement, that's always nice, and work with some flowers in the beginning. And then I like something called coxcomb, which kind of looks like cotton a little bit, and they tend to be in a burgundy color or a gold color, and they have some texture. They kind of look like wavy lasagna noodles, and I put those in with the arrangements as well. And then I like to throw in some natural elements. So I'll get bittersweet, And that's a vine that I like, that's naturally occurring, that you can look for in your yard. It's sort of a yellow and orange berry. And pyracantha berries, which are firethorn bush. So be careful when you cut those. But throw some of those in there because they're very nice looking. And that's a good way to go with getting your arrangements done. Okay, it's half past the hour. We're going to go to news, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama is appealing the latest ruling against his executive actions on immigration. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told a briefing why the Justice Department will ask the Supreme Court to review the lawsuit brought by 26 states.
You know, we're confident in the power of legal arguments, and that's, I think, why you've seen the Department of Justice make such a quick decision to move this on up the line to the Supreme Court.
On Monday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an injunction to Obama's order to block deportation for millions of illegal immigrants. Federal investigators are expected to release more details today on a fiery plane crash in Akron, Ohio. At least 9 people died yesterday when a twin-engine Hawker jet went down near Akron Fulton Airport. A powerful storm is set to pack a punch in the central U.S. today. The National Weather Service says blizzard conditions are possible in parts of Colorado, Nebraska, and Kansas. Chicago, Memphis, Kansas City, Des Moines, St. Louis, Omaha, and Shreveport could be threatened by the weather pattern. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with 4 new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Today is Veterans Day, and the U.S. Library of Congress is asking for help from the public to get stories of vets who have served the nation. Bob Patrick is director of the Veterans History Project.
So this is veterans all the way back from World War I, all the way up to the brave young men and women who've been serving our country for the last 10, 15 years. It is done through oral histories, where we encourage people to sit down with the veteran and their families, the veteran and their community.
The Veterans History Project is collecting oral and written histories to preserve important parts of American history. Americans everywhere are being asked to record the story of a veteran in their life and submit the story to the project. Veterans' histories come from a variety of sources.
It's been everything from high school students, it's been college students, it's been the Red Cross, other organizations, members of Congress, because this is a congressional project, have gotten very involved in collecting these stories.
Log on to loc.gov and follow the link to the Veterans History Project to participate. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Immigration, terrorism, and the economy are some of the big topics the leading Republican candidates touched on at their latest debate in Milwaukee last night. Frontrunners Donald Trump and Ben Carson shared the stage with Carly Fiorina, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Jeb Bush, and Rand Paul. Donald Trump was touting his tax plan.
There is nothing that we do now to win. Our taxes are too high.
Ben Carson said raising the minimum wage leads to unemployment.
Every time we raise the minimum wage, the number of jobless people increases.
Marco Rubio said we shouldn't stigmatize vocational schools.
Make higher education faster and easier to access, especially vocational training. For the life of me, I don't know why we have stigmatized vocational education.
John Kasich talked about his plan to balance the budget.
Hillary and the Democrats promise everything on the spending side. We've got to be responsible about what we propose on the tax side. Yes, lower taxes, lower spending.
Jeb Bush said Obama's policies need to be reversed.
On the regulatory side, I think we need to repeal every rule that Barack Obama has in terms of work in progress.
Carly Fiorina said big government has created its own big business.
This isn't about just replacing a Democrat with a Republican now. It's about actually challenging the status quo of big government. Big government has created a big business called politics.
And Rand Paul said Republican leaders have better results.
The bottom line is, if you want less income inequality, move to a city with a Republican mayor or a state with a Republican governor.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
And we are back with Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio. If you'd like to call in and share your Thanksgiving decorating tips with us, or things that you've done that have been a success, or you have some questions of what you can do to make your Thanksgiving table look beautiful and the room to be sparkling and the pictures to come out well and people to notice the effort you put into it, call us here in studio. We're live for another about 28 minutes. The phone number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Well, we were talking about the arrangements on a table for the Thanksgiving holiday, and I was talking about some of the combinations that you can do. Certainly, low arrangements are the best, not only for Thanksgiving, but anytime you entertain, because you want to be able to see your guests, for the most part, I would guess. And also, you don't want to make the arrangements too wide either, because they'll wind up not being on the table. They're on the floor, they're on the sideboard, and they're a mess. If you do a low, small arrangement, you could do them in succession so you get that punch of color, but they'll wind up staying on the table. There's enough space for them in between all the dishes and side dishes, and it's a nice look. And it's nice to, you know, even at the end of the evening, because you're there for hours sometimes with the Thanksgiving table. And I hate at the end of a meal that the table looks a wreck. So if you're able to have charger plates, so there's always something on the table that looks nice throughout. And if you have low, small arrangements, they can stay on the table throughout. So there's a nice element, a nice continuity there that things look good. So we're talking about arrangements. Certainly I prefer for myself to use a clear glass, either a small square shape or a round shape is preferred. And I've changed them off a little bit, but you can use vintage bowls. You can use, you know, anything that you want to use that's low and will work for flowers would be great to do across the space. You could use colored glass if you like. That's a way to bring something. Anything, you know, colored glass, like an amber glass is very nice. A cranberry glass. I know somebody has one of my friends has a collection of amber glass and brings that to the table. And that itself brings so much color. That's something that you can do that would work out very well. And of course, if you're lucky enough to have some special dishes for Thanksgiving, like an English transferware, things of that nature, that are creams and browns, those, nothing looks better on a table than those for the holiday. But, you know, use natural, going back to the setting itself, the flower arrangements, use natural elements, use what you have in your yard. I was at an after Thanksgiving party on the following Saturday with somebody, added sunflowers in with different flowers. And I thought, wow, I wouldn't think to do that. But it had kind of an autumnal look, even though they're a little bit out of season. That was kind of nice. As I said, coxcomb is very nice. You know, just cut mums are certainly very nice. There are a lot of different elements that you can bring. Berries look beautiful. Berries look beautiful on a table. One of the things that I do besides is when people go into the living room for either appetizers or for the dessert and coffee, I also like to dress my mantle, and we'll talk about that a little later in the program. And one year I just went out and got as many wild berries as I could, wild blackberries and pyracantha berries, and I stuffed them in the mantle and created sort of a garland or a mantelpiece there. And boy, did that look nice. It really was dressy. And when you nestle candles in the center of that, now you have to nestle them in glass, otherwise you're going to have a fire. It really looks nice, and it softens the look of the room. But look to natural elements. Go take a walk. It's a great time to take a walk because it's been so warm. And go ahead right before him, you know, the week before. You don't want to pick them too early because they're going to be dead. But pick some natural elements out there. Pick some berries. Pick some things that you can mix in with your flowers. And that's a really nice look. So in talking about candles, one of the things that I love to do is use hurricanes, big hurricane candle holders. And then one of the things that you can do is you'll put your candle in, and that could be a colored candle or a cream or a white or cream colored candle. But I love to put stuff in the base of candles when you use hurricanes, because it's another way to do it. Now, last year I had a tremendous amount of acorns, so I try to capture as many acorns as possible. And if their little tops come off, I got some glue and we glued them back on. But I got some beautiful hurricane glass, if you will, and I filled them with sort of cream color candles. And around the base, I filled them with acorns. And that really looks like fall. It's a natural element. It doesn't cost anything. And it looked really, really nice. That, in conjunction with everything else we've done, was sort of like the picture of Thanksgiving. So that's something that you might want to try. During the holiday times, I took those votive candles, and I even used cinnamon sticks. There are so many things that you can use that are natural elements. And that's very in right now, is to use natural elements both in decorating your home and in your holiday table. So think about something that's natural. During Christmas time, I'll take my candles and surround them with cranberries. I'll just go get an inexpensive bag of fresh cranberries and put the cranberries around them. And then it really, the table really looks festive. You get a punch of color. It's something that can stay on the table and look very nice. So those are some of the elements that I use for my table. Don't forget about your sideboard. Sideboards are important. And they both serve to put dishes down, but also they should be dressed for the holiday. So one of the things that I like to do on my sideboard, and sometimes I string them across the table, is get some beautiful ornamental gourds. Ornamental gourds, a bag of ornamental gourds, not expensive. They give you the yellows, the oranges, and so on. And I like to put them on my sideboard, sort of just stringing them around, if you will. They have a really nice look to them. And again, you can sometimes, there's a way to dry them so you can save them from season to season. I haven't been successful with that, so I buy them each year. But they're a nice look to either put through the center of the table between your flower arrangements or on your sideboard. One year I made a cornucopia. I took a beautiful basket weave type of form that was a cornucopia, and I filled it with different seasonal elements. And I put that in the center, and that was a beautiful look and very festive. Also, pumpkins. Pumpkins come in all sizes. You don't have to have 27-pound pumpkin. Do pumpkins and take little pumpkins and put them on each side of different sizes. That's another thing that you can do that looks very nice in a space. White pumpkins. Last year I discovered white pumpkins and I put some of those out, and they have kind of a different look. Sometimes they have sort of an edgy look to them. But do some different small seasonal pumpkins around on your sideboard or a space where you could do something that's a little bit bigger. And that's another area of the home that you can really make look nice. I've done tied weed. I don't know if you've ever seen this before, but sometimes on holiday sideboards for Thanksgiving, you'll take wheat and you want something that's already dried, and you want to tie the wheat, if you will, with some sort of a dressing or a beautiful decorative tie, and put those on either side of your sideboard. Very festive looking if you do tied wheat on either side, something that's sort of reminiscent of the fall, if you will. Dried corn, Indian corn, things of that nature, those can go out on your sideboard. Very festive, very fall-like, nice autumnal colors, and another way to bring the look of fall into your Thanksgiving table. All right, we're going now to quarter of the hour, so we're going to have to take some commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design. Please call us with any questions you have for Thanksgiving. The phone number is 908-237-0410. Even more commercial, we'll be taking calls. Okay, we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Founder and 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Stable Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hey, this is Ruth Ann Dissatel, ceremony officiant with CelebrationOfALifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Okay, and we are back with more of Modern Design, and we're talking about decorating your home for the Thanksgiving upcoming holiday and things you could do to make it more festive and more modern and change things out a little bit. Again, our phone lines are open. We're on the air for another 10 minutes or so. So if you want to give us a call here in studio, it's 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. So before we went to our commercial break, we were talking about your sideboard and your mantle and other areas of the home that can be festive, that can be decorative, for the holiday. Some of the things that you want to think about that are small, but they sort of reinforce the look of Thanksgiving, is things like when people first come in, you want to make sure you have a nice display outside your door. You want to think of if your guests are going to come in your front door, your side door, you want to have those dressed. So certainly outside. The problem with Thanksgiving being at the end of November, by that time, most of mums have already done their thing. So I like to look for pumpkins and gourds and things of that nature to sort of be available to me at that time of year and use them as a base. And one of the things that I love to do as a project is to do stacked pumpkins. And I don't know if you've seen that or not, but they're very festive outside a door. You know, pumpkins are relatively inexpensive. Certainly you can use them afterwards. But I like to do stacked pumpkins in a decorative pot, if you will, outside my door. And that is, you take three pumpkins, you go out and pick pumpkins, a large pumpkin, a medium pumpkin, and a small pumpkin. And you want to make sure that the large pumpkin and the medium pumpkin have very sort of flat, even tops so they can sit on each other. And I like to see something that's, round, but sort of squared off at the top, sort of flat and even, and I sort of see what can work together, and I'll get three pumpkins. The top pumpkin, you want it small, and you want it to have a nice, beautiful stem on it, but for the most part, the other two, you're going to take the stems off, so it doesn't really matter, as long as they're kind of straight and even. So what you want to do is you want to get your container, your pot that has the mums that have done their thing. You're going to pull the mum out. You're going to put the first pumpkin on the base. You're going to make sure it's straight. You're going to have the top of the pumpkin, the stem taken off so it's flush. So you want a pumpkin that's a little bit wide, especially for the bottom pumpkin, and flat. And then you're going to make up a dowel. And a dowel is just a thin piece of wood that's going to connect the pumpkins together. So you want the dowel to be about the size of the three pumpkins themselves. So you want to measure that first, and then you want to do a dowel. And you're going to put a dowel through the first pumpkin, and then you're going to take the middle pumpkin, and you're going to take the stem off. You're going to make sure that it would sit straight. And then you're going to take that second pumpkin, and you're going to push it down through the dowel straight onto the first pumpkin. And then you're going to take your baby pumpkin, your small pumpkin that goes on top, and with a beautiful stem, and you're going to make sure if your dowel is too long, you cut it there so it just doesn't pierce through, obviously. And then you're going to put the final pumpkin on. It's a terrific look by itself, but it always can be embellished. One of the things I like to do is take that vine called bittersweet, which we all see growing right now. In fact, when I was at a light on the way to studio this morning, I saw a bunch of it in Reddington Township. It just grows wild. It's quite beautiful, but it can be invasive and can choke other plants, so it's actually good to cut it in the fall. And you want to take some bittersweet or some sort of a vine, and then where the pumpkins come together, you want to wrap that around it in a decorative way. So you want to wrap that vine with the bittersweet that has that sort of orange-yellow berry, very fall-like, and you want to wrap it around it where the pumpkins come together. So you'll have that look. And then what I like to do to finish it is I like to take a fall wreath, and I like to put the fall wreath at the bottom, at the base, so it has some leaves or something that's decorative looking coming up on the bottom. And that looks beautiful. I did that last year at my entrance in the front of the house. I did something different on the side, but that on the front of the house, and that looked really beautiful. One of the things that I like to do when I have guests coming to my house, even if it's in the afternoon for a Thanksgiving holiday, is I like to set out a lantern, an outdoor lantern, and I like to put a candle in it, a large candle lit. And it's sort of very welcoming to your guest. It shows them that you're prepared for them. So get a beautiful candle. It could be off-white or it could be an autumnal color. And get a lantern and put it outside the door and light it about 20 minutes before the guests come. And make sure that it's, you know, pulled out so it's not there's no issues with fire safety. But have that beautiful lantern out there welcoming your guests. And, of course, you want to do a fall wreath. They're very inexpensive. There's so many of them out there. And they've gotten better and better looking. So you want to have a beautiful fall wreath in front of your door. You want to do some stacked pumpkins. You want to do a gourd. Last year in my side entrance, I took a beautiful big basket and filled it with every different kind of gourd if you could possibly imagine, and then did a beautiful fabric underneath it that was autumnal looking, and you had this welcoming display of beautiful gourds. One of the things you can still get now are these decorative kale. So if you want to have something other than stacked pumpkins in your pots, you can get some decorative kale now that the mums have kind of done their thing and fill those in the pots. So when people come to your door, it looks like you're expecting them. It looks festive. You know, if you have more of a contemporary home, I did one about 2 years ago, and we leafed the pumpkins. We took pumpkins and then we did silver leaf on them. It was a more contemporary house and on a black door. And it was really nice. It was very reflective of that person's taste. And it looked really nice. So get creative with the outside of your door. When people drive up the driveway, you want to say, I'm welcoming you and we're celebrating. So get that outdoor space taken care of. You can do that way in advance. Use gourds, use natural elements. Have a beautiful wreath on the front door. Have some stacked pumpkins or some gourds. Have it be welcoming when people come into the space. The next area is landings or little other spots that you can put. I like to serve my hors d'oeuvres in the living room, and I happen to have a fireplace in the living room. So one of the things you want to do is get everything off your mantletop. Let's change it out for the Thanksgiving holiday. We definitely want candles on our mantle. These days, they're making these artificial candles that flicker. I saw them the other day in Pottery Barn. They look so real. It's amazing. And if you take a candle that doesn't really light, a battery-operated candle, and you add it in an element of glass, once it's enclosed, you cannot tell the difference. So I would recommend that, because there's always an issue when you're surrounding a flame with berries or dried elements that it could be dangerous. So I would suggest you try the battery-operated candles and put them on your sideboard as sort of put them on your mantle as an anchor, and then make a garland up of natural elements, of things like berries or little pumpkins or anything related to the season. bittersweet, pyracantha berry, anything related to that foliage that you have outside your, you know, in your yard that you can sort of put together. And sometimes I build it up actually with some artificial, good quality artificial foliage and stick that in there as well. And you'll create sort of a mantle piece, if you will, a garland, a fall garland. And nestled in that fall garland will be beautiful glass containers with candles in them. And often in that case, I like to use a white or an off-white, a cream-colored candle because the foliage is so full of color, you don't want to take away from it from the candle. So if you do that around your candles and you surround it with autumnal color, it really is very festive. And then on your coffee table, if you will, get a bowl, any bowl that you have, a beautiful bowl, and fill it with gourds, gooseneck gourds, or different types of ornamental squashes and so on. Fill that. It doesn't take a lot of effort and makes a big, big difference. Even creative things that you can do on your tables and in other parts of the house. Take walnuts. Walnuts are very festive and they're very holiday looking, both Thanksgiving and Christmas. Take walnuts, take Brazil nuts, take any sort of nut that you have, and put it in a glass vessel and put a candle in it. So it's a really good look, and it looks like fall. It has those sort of brown and autumnal colors and looks very nice. So it's another element that you can do in your house. Pumpkins are cheap right now. Always, you know, three pumpkins together, different sizes, always look nice. You don't have to do anything else to it. Doesn't take any effort. But, you know, bring those colors in, bring that warmth in, use candles, use natural elements, use garlands, start at your front door, bring out your dishes, use the things that sit in the cupboards and in your sideboards and your china cabinets, bring them out. And if you've been doing the same ones every year, you know, add to it, take away from it, take it, you know, try a charger plate. Make a salad plate or a dessert plate that's some colored glass. Bring a color into it. Throw some orange into your table. Get some inexpensive dishes and mix them in with your formal china. That's always a great thing to do to give it some a pop of color. And that looks great on film. When you take your pictures, everybody's got to look gorgeous, but you want your table to look gorgeous too. And it makes you feel good. And I think when people come in, and if you've been doing a holiday for years and years, these holidays seem to come around quicker and quicker each year. So you want to create some visual interest. You want to have something to talk about. And you want to make your, from year to year, when you look back on your pictures, you want to say, we did a good job this year. You know, sometimes I forget, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, 10 years ago, I did this and so on. You look back at pictures in your table settings, you know what, we did a pretty good job this year. So take some interest in your home for the holiday. The food is very important, but I say the decor is just as important. And have a safe and healthy holiday. I will see you this afternoon. Boy, time has gone by quickly. At 2:00 for Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas, where you can call in. And I'm going to read a lot of questions that I got for both the upcoming Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday. And what's going on for 2016 for decorating. Well, until I see you this afternoon, get out there. I don't think it's drizzling yet. Try to get out there. And we'll meet you back in studio here on 100 in Chamber Radio. At 2:00. Thanks, and I'll see you later.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama is appealing the latest ruling against his executive actions on immigration. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told a briefing why the Justice Department will ask the Supreme Court to review the lawsuit brought by 26 states.
You know, we're confident in the power of the legal arguments, and that's, I think, why you've seen the Department of Justice make such a quick decision to move this on up the line to the Supreme Court.
On Monday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld an injunction to Obama's order to block deportation for millions of illegal immigrants. Federal investigators are expected to release more details today on a fiery plane crash in Akron, Ohio. At least 9 people died yesterday when a twin-engine Hawker jet went down near Akron-Fulton Airport. A powerful storm is set to pack a punch in the central U.S. today. The National Weather Service says blizzard conditions are possible in parts of Colorado, Nebraska, and Kansas. Chicago, Memphis, Kansas City, Des Moines, St. Louis, Omaha, and Shreveport could be threatened by the weather pattern. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I have a very keen sense of Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be...